This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's good, people? For this episode, we got another lyricist. We got a motherfucking real rapper in the studio. A true hip-hop head, a true student of music, musician, entrepreneur, father. Everybody give it up for the incomparable Northtown's own Toxic. Let's go. We live, baby. You got your Corona mask on?
Let's do it, yeah.
Wow. Bro, nobody in here sick.
Come on, man.
Respectful.
Damn.
You'd be respectful if you took it off.
Yeah. What are you trying to say, bro? Nah, but we live, baby. Toxic in the motherfucking building.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
What's good with you, man?
Hey, what is this, a mimosas?
Mimosa.
Bro, you're a real live rapper, bro.
I'm like,
this is some rapper shit.
Super
real.
Bougie, bro.
No, me too.
Nah, I can't drink anything else, bro.
Really? You don't drink liquor?
I'll drink like,
yeah, we got lit that one night.
I'll drink Jameson and stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff. Nah, I'll drink Jameson and like him. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, bro.
Yeah. But
ooh, that's not cold.
I
want
to keep it classy.
That's super classy,
yeah,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a smoker. I ain't really a drinker.
No, that's good. I'm trying to I cut back on my drinking, too.
Yeah.
Because that shit ain't no good for you.
I get to drinking. So I was like, trying not to.
Bro, I have no limit.
Exactly.
When I start, I turn into a fucking animal, bro.
Exactly. I feel like I'm an extremist in like, bro, always.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I have a lot of, I got a lot of bad nights drinking too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put a limit to that, and I thought I was like when I turn, like I'm about to be 30 next year. I'm about to be 30, bro. Yeah, that's crazy.
You made it.
But I thought I was like, I would be mature by this age. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's like getting worse, bro. I'm like trying to stay young.
Nope.
Man.
Your body ain't going.
It's not. It's What's not. Up with you though, man?
Chilling, bro.
Chilling?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Living the dad life. Fucking.
First time dad, huh?
Yeah, making music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Preparing.
So what's the dad life like?
Shit.
You seem to be in love. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm
mean,
saying?
It's
the
a
whole process.
I got a little girl, so it's different. Like,
yeah.
It's not like, even if I had a little boy, it'd be the same in a sense, you know. But it's just a little more precious. Like, little boy, that's my little,
that's my
nigga. I'm going to beat him up, take him anywhere, type shit. Like, my little girl, I got to
Were you
take
like,
differently.
Were you, like, disappointed when you found out it was a girl?
Nah, I was happy. I wanted a girl.
For real?
Yeah, I wanted a
Damn,
girl.
Damn, I never hear that. Why is that?
Because I knew I needed
it. Uh-huh.
Like, as far as just the whole, my whole mind switch, you know what I'm saying? Like, understanding them better.
Yeah.
I like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, has it made you look at just women in general differently?
Yeah, for sure. That's. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I didn't know that I need to look at women in differently. It's just more so I want to understand them better. So, like, what's a better way than to raise them?
Right.
That's as close as you can get.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I went through the kind of, well, I never had a daughter or anything, but I have a niece. But, like, there was one point when I was, like, 23 or 24, I remember vividly, I was like, why do I call all women bitches?
Exactly.
Why do I refer to all, or why do I think all women are hoes?
See, I call bitches bitches.
Yeah.
I call women women.
Yeah.
I mean, they classify themselves.
Sometimes it's...
But still, women go around calling each other bitches, so...
Yeah, it's weird, right? But it's a different connotation with it, I feel like, because they don't get offended but when we call them a bitch. But it could just be like, yo, that...
Yeah. Damn, like, bitch, like...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like...
It ain't really offensive. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I keep it to the limits.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Men are the bad guys, for sure.
I don't say it to them.
Yeah, we got to be careful. But it's so funny, like, seeing... Like, or just having conversations about women, like, with the homies, then, and then having conversations about women with women. It's, like, totally different.
Yeah, nah,
I'm not trying to out the man, you know what I'm saying, the broco, right? But,
nah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? How it is.
I talk to a lot of women. I like to talk to women. I like to get a different perspective and shit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Sometimes I'm dumbfounded. Sometimes I agree.
Like, these women, bro, they're a whole different species, bro. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, nah, I mean... They're beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We need them. That's all I know.
Yeah. So how old is your daughter now?
She just turned one.
Jeez.
She's 1 year old?
Yeah. July.
Damn.
July
8th. So, like, what's the biggest thing that you've, like, come to realize having a daughter or having a kid in general?
I don't know. I feel like the cliche answer is going to be patience. Everybody says patience, mm-hmm. but, like, it's like patience is with everything.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's really more, like, compassion. Like, mm-hmm. a lot more sensitive, more, like, I don't know. I got to be, for sure, more sensitive
yeah.
to shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, especially with a little girl, like,
yeah,
you feel me? You can hurt their feelings in a moment's notice, so.
Yeah, I think there's a scientific study that little girls, they, like, have more acute hearing.
Yeah.
So you could be talking to them, and then they'll just start crying because they're yelling at them.
Yeah, they feel that shit.
I'm saying, that's so crazy.
My little girl, she cry off the slightest shit.
So, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Danny, right? Like, Danny?
Yeah.
Danilo
is Danilo? Her full name.
Oh, yeah. That's dope. Mm-hmm. Where's that come from? That sounds Italian.
That's my girl's grandfather's name. So
oh, word?
We ended up using it as a girl name.
You didn't want to change it to Danilo?
Nah, shit. We wanted to keep it.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? I liked this shit. They liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it in the family. Kept it in the bloodline.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like doing that. Yeah, I didn't want to give her no, like, little...
Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. So what else you been at? You say you're working on music. How you balance the whole dad life working on music? Because, bro, I got a puppy, okay? Check me out. I got a puppy.
It's difficult.
Bro, I can't focus on my computer for more than 5 minutes without my foot getting bit. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Luckily, she got a little brother.
Okay.
I mean, actually, older brother, mm-hmm. older sister.
Okay.
She's the youngest, so... That keep her very occupied.
Yeah. She walking now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's running. She running the house.
Oh, shit.
She don't play around
Damn,
at all.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, they keep her occupied.
That's cool. That's a blessing.
You know, her mom always helping out as mm-hmm. far as just watching her while I'm in the studio or something. Yeah. Or just.
You got an at-home studio?
Yep.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most comfortable for me. That's the easiest.
Do you actually go to studios, though?
I mean, it depend on, like, I rock with my boy Reezy. Like, I'm always in here. I fuck with his studio and shit, mm-hmm. but I ain't really just going to random studios like that just because I engineer, I do everything.
You do everything yourself?
I'm damn near my damn mm-hmm. self where I had Reezy do it, so.
Reezy, he's the one that was working with Dizzy, right?
Yeah.
That one? Okay, yeah. Cool, mm-hmm. cool.
Pretty producer, engineer,
shit. Yeah. No, I see he was rapping too.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit going right now.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Damn, that's the best way to do it, is keep it in-house. But that's what I tell artists all the time. It's like, it can get stressful paying for producers, then paying for beats, then paying for engineers. And not only paying for it, but like having the right one
that
really understands your sound and understands what you're trying to do. That's why it's like, learn, do that shit yourself, man.
A lot of that is like relationship, though. Like when you start getting, you know, just more reputation as you grow, mm-hmm. like over the years I've been working for so long that a lot of people are just more willing to work with you because they understand that you're committed to what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of half-ass rappers out here.
Exactly. So them is the motherfuckers you wanna you know, charge out the ass. other people. It's like, you know, if Reezy come work with me, I'm not, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do him the same way. Other people, certain people come work with me, I'm not gonna do him, you know.
Yeah.
But it depends on really your work ethic.
Yeah, a lot of artists think they got work ethic, but they don't.
Yeah.
It's a craft. It's a skill.
And it's all love, but you just got to understand, like, there's a grind in it. It make you put more work into it. Shit, I understand. I just don't want to pay that shit that much.
Man.
I don't want to pay that much.
Why would you when you could do it yourself? Perfectly capable, bro. YouTube University.
But still, it's good to, like, reach out to other brands, you know what I'm saying, other artists, creative direction, and work with other people. You don't always want to keep yourself in a box.
Yeah, isolate yourself. How'd you learn to engineer? Because I feel like that's the most, above the neck, like, mathematical bullshit that you got to deal with.
I started when I was, like, 13...
Yeah, I, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you've been doing this for so long, bro. So long. It's so funny that, like, I've been kind of, because I grew up in the North, too. Yeah. So I kind of, like, grown up, like, watched you grow up, you know what I'm saying, as an artist. Back to, like, battling and all that shit. Bro, I remember vividly that battle in front of the Las Vegas sign.
Oh, yeah.
Was that on A-Hat?
Nah, that was a fucking We Low Key cypher. I think that shit's still on YouTube.
It has to be.
Sad to say. Yeah. I hate that verse.
Why?
Bro, I was like 12.
Yeah, but it's such a dope thing to, like, you know, it's like you're, because a lot of people don't have that, like, that confidence to step into that arena. Like, it's easy. You can get into a studio with one engineer, but when you're 12 years old, 13 years old, and you got a whole bunch of people around you, you're performing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's my brother, though. It's like,
that's where it comes from.
It has to.
Yeah.
My brother and my dad, so. But my brother, for the most part, is like, you want to step out and show your ass, and, you know what I'm saying, be the man in front of everybody, then you got to have that.
You gotta have
nonchalant ass attitude.
It's like a sport, huh?
Yeah.
It's like you going to compete, huh?
It's fun. Yeah.
I was listening to one of my favorite songs off of the North Fifth album was Hate to Love, the last one. That was your pop on the first verse?
Yep.
That's so crazy. Yes, sir. So that's where it comes from?
Yes, sir.
So
that's the hierarchy.
So, like, growing up, was your household like, you and SU just fucking battling?
No, hell no.
You never battled your brother?
No. See, it was more so like, bros is the man. Yeah. You know, well, Pops was always doing this thing. Like, first of all, and he's, you know, performing. He was the first one performing in the studio.
Oh, he grew up doing it too?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, for a long time. So he's still doing it now. So he had a lot of, I think he had the initial studio connect, and then my brother ended up getting in with Two Tone, which was the man of the city when it comes to engineering.
Is he still around?
He's around, yeah, for sure.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? He's good.
No,
he's in good health.
Because I heard something bad happened to him, right?
Nah, he's good.
Okay, yeah. Nah, but he, Two Tone was the man for sure. I heard of Two Tone even when I wasn't even involved with music.
Yeah, no, unfortunately the studios got shut down or some.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's good. He's doing his own thing. Yeah. Type shit, you know what I'm saying?
So he's still working on music, doing shit.
For sure.
You work with him too?
Yeah.
Damn, hell yeah.
That's family forever.
That's
shit.
Dope.
So that's
dope.
Where I learned, you know what I'm saying, to engineer type shit.
So that's so crazy. I just think about, like, your skill level and your brother's skill level, and then hearing your dad rap. It's like, was your house like, you know, when Batman, like, goes away to that, like, cave spot, like, in the mountains, you know what I'm saying? It's training, like, Ninja Warrior type shit. That's what I picture in your house. I mean,
certain, you know, my brother's room was like that type shit. He was the rapper. Like, he was the rapper. Like, he was the, you know, the center of the household when it came to the rapping shit. I ain't start rapping until I was fucking, you know, like, seriously rapping until I was like 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? Like, really putting it. But, like, my household, how it was, you know what I'm saying, that was set up. Like, my brother was really popping when I was like fucking 6 or 7. What I mean? So, like,
how old are you right now?
I'm 25.
How old's your brother?
He's 31.
Yeah. Okay.
He's 6 years old.
Yeah. So you are substantially younger than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? While he's 16, that age just getting into the studio type shit. So there was no, like, real competition, and there was no, like, trading bars back and forth. I grew up with him rapping to me nonstop. You know what I mean?
So you were his biggest fan first.
Hell yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm the first one to hear these bars. I'm the first one to hear these songs when he come home from the studio. You know, like, we, every time Pops and bros come home from the studio, we sit in front of the speakers.
Yeah,
we had these big ass fucking, it was bigger than me at the time. Big ass speakers. We just played a whole, you know, family music on type shit. And that's how it really was, though. And then I started rapping. But I really started engineering.
Oh, really?
More seriously than rapping. Yeah. Did I was just like practicing, mm-hmm. really. But I was like learning to engineer, like
that's,
tough.
That's so. Probably the best thing you could have done, for real.
Yeah, I mean, my brother always put that bug in my ear, like.
Oh, he engineered too?
Nah, he used to make beats like back in the day, but he always used to say like, nigga, like, mm-hmm. I rap already, like, nigga, you make, yeah. make some beats or some shit, yeah. like do something else, you feel me? Like, yeah. He didn't want me to rap, but at the end yeah. of the day, it was like, you know what I'm saying, put your mind to a different craft, mm-hmm. we could be a duo in that sense, you yeah. know what I'm saying? We could really work together like that. And, mm-hmm. I always kept that in mind and yeah. applied that at some point.
Yeah, it's so crazy to think about. Because growing up, because my brother used to run with some people, like your brother and P-Fire and all them used to be around them and shit. Mm-hmm. So I used to look up to them, you know what I'm saying? P-Fire and all yeah, them and SU. And
they was the mans of the city. Shit.
Bro, oh my God, bro. I still, because the young, like even people your age, bro, I don't, if they know you, they know who SU is.
Yeah.
But a lot of people might, like a lot of the younger people now, like these kids out here 20 years old, they might not know who SU is.
Yeah.
I still have these conversations to this day. He was revered as like, the guy, you know what I'm saying? He was. Literally. If he, how long has it been since he put any music out? Probably a decade, maybe. Or I might be mistaken, but my point is
probably like the last 5 years.
Okay, okay. Well, if he put a project out right now, it'd go crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd go crazy.
Yeah. He got too much respect.
Like, yeah.
You know, but that shit come with. Just putting a lot of other shit behind it and like
yeah.
putting hella promotion. That's all. That's like the part that I learned, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, on my side of shit is like really learning the business aspect of this shit.
Has it been frustrating?
Nah, not so much. No, I think I'm built for that. Like my damn self. I just, mm-hmm. like, I'm very structured, very yeah. organized person. So when it comes to business, it's like, that's a easy. Game to me too.
Yeah.
It's fun. Feel yeah. good,
but it's not like is it frustrating for you to see, because when I think about you and think about other artists like you in the sense of like lyrically skillful or lyrically aware of what the fuck you're saying and your message and shit, is it frustrating for you to see dummy rappers go crazy or get a whole bunch of success? It's not. It's frustrating for me as a listener.
Because, like, I opened my mind to it.
Yeah.
Like,
you want some more?
Yeah, I was about to play my dance, so good luck.
My bad.
I opened my mind to it. Like, you got to look, and this is in life in general, you got to look for what you like, not what you don't like.
Right.
So when I stopped being an asshole, you feel me? Start listening for what people like in it. And then understanding why this shit is going gold and why this shit is going viral and so on and so forth and why the real shit isn't. And it's like, okay, well, it makes sense.
Well, why do you think that? Like, the bippity boppity bullshit. Why do you think
everything
that shit?
Is a wave. It's like a vibe. Everything is, it's like.
It's a vibe. It's not even about the song, huh?
It's just about, it's a mood music. It's about how you feel. It's not really like. Cause I ride around to that shit. I'ma ride around the NBA YoungBoy, Young Thug, Future, all that shit.
NBA YoungBoy is hard. You know what I'm saying?
Rapping his ass off.
But it's like it's just like the singing rapping. Yeah. You know, so the singing rappers, you can't really. They do both.
I fuck with the respectable trap artists. I don't rock with the little kids.
Yeah. Like the little Yachty's and shit. That's just too much for me.
I mean, I still respect them in their own space. Exactly. But I don't go listen to them.
Exactly.
My damn self.
Exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I'm rocking with the hustlers, with the niggas.
Yeah, like the Currencies, the Larry Junes, bro. If you got on a Harry Fraud beat, oh man, that shit be
waiting.
Stupid.
I'm waiting.
That's a goal.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's on the checklist. Yeah.
I need. Man. There's a lot of producers on the checklist at this point.
So you got a project coming out soon?
I got a few,
bro. Yeah.
I got like 4 lined up right now.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Done, huh?
I got singles. I got all type of
so
shit.
So what are you waiting on?
Just the right time and just to get, just being prepared. You feel me? Like, I ain't on nobody else's time.
What goes through your mind when you're thinking about dropping something as far as marketing and shit?
Shit, just get it out to the right people. I mean, at the end of the day, it's you can drop your shit right now and push it for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like where you want to go, who you want to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's your crowd? Who you want to talk to? Like, you got to have, you know, a ton of connects. So, yeah. And it's not like if you don't, like, you can't build them. It's just go out and go do something.
Yeah.
Go talk to people and run across that one weirdo manager who ends up having a real relationship with Quavo.
Yeah,
and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know who's who. So don't underestimate nobody and just just push your shit. You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah, it's always that.
We've always done that shit, and I've always won like that. You feel me? I ain't got to worry about this shit. I just got to put some bucks behind it and some footwork.
It's a lot of footwork.
Hell of, it's more footwork than it is money.
And relationship, like you said, relationship building. It's always, like you said, it's always that weirdo, bro, that you never would even think is in the music industry. He got the key to the door you're trying to get into.
Exactly.
What's your goal? Are you trying to get, are you trying to just stay independent? Or are you open to whatever? Or are you trying to get signed or what?
I mean, I'm open as long as the situation is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It depends on who's talking to me.
You guys still pushing kids with guns?
In a sense, it's more of just like a real unique movement, mm-hmm. like especially when it comes to the production and shit, because that's where we team up together. We don't really team up together and go run around rapping together everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? We've always just like been behind the scenes, making beats, graphics, and
who was in that? That was X.
Right now it's just me, X, and Hack.
And Hack, okay.
Yeah, Hack the Mac.
It used to be more people.
Yeah, it used to be a few more people.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, we were still just all rapping and producing. Yeah. It really wasn't
like X is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you said he's in Cali now?
Yeah.
He's from the East Side?
Yeah.
For real? Oh, shit, I didn't know he was
him
born
and Hack
here.
Grew up together.
Oh, word?
Yeah,
oh.
So that's, I met X through Hack. I knew Hack first.
Oh, okay.
And then I used to engineer for Hack. And we worked on a couple songs and shit, around, and then.
Yeah, they're dope. But X is, that motherfucker's insane, bro. Yo, if you could get him up on here, bro, I'd love to chop it up with him.
Yeah, he will. He'll make it down.
The team backpack shit, how did that come about? And what was that experience like? Because seeing you in that arena and you and X in that arena, it was like It made I don't know how it made other people from the city feel, but it made me feel proud. I was like, yo, look at the homies over there. Like, and I didn't even know you that well at that time, but I was like, yo, they're over here like really rapping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Really. And not no like get on stage and jump around and all that bullshit. Like,
we couldn't. At the end of the day, we knew it was like shit.
Because you can handle yourself in that arena, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, me and X was living together. Just rapping and shit, and we was low key just tired. We wasn't getting no play at the time, to be honest. We was getting like 500 plays a month, you know what I'm saying? Like on SoundCloud and shit. I don't even know if we was really, we wasn't even on iTunes or Spotify, none of that shit yet. I don't even think Spotify was around at the time. It was probably around, but it wasn't popular as it is.
Probably didn't know how to get your shit on there and all that
type
extra shit.
You know, DistroKid wasn't really available at the time for sure. So we got tired of this shit and we just wanted to take our chances elsewhere, you feel me? Like, kind of just said, fuck the town and dipped
out. That's what you got to do though, bro. You got to get up out of here.
We left our apartment, all type of shit. Like, I got an eviction on my credit for that shit. Yeah, all type of shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit. But you was like, fuck it.
Yeah, but we left. We was on a note like, we'll sleep on the beach if we have to. We'll sleep in the car. We really don't give a fuck.
When you're young,
Took the last bit of money we had. But before we left, my pops, we stayed with my pops for a week, because we left our apartment and stayed with my pops for a week just to get ready, save up. And before we dipped out, he had came in the room one time and it was like, hey man, y'all gotta try out for this, this team backpack shit. Like, y'all kill this shit. Like, I know y'all kill it. He just used to watch this shit. My pops a real hip hop head, so anything musical, anything, rapping, anything, rap battle, rap cypher, and all that shit he on, you know what I'm saying? So he really put put us on it, and then we start watching everybody on it. We like, you know, it's some cool cats, but we feel like
that's crazy.
We feel like we'll step out, you know what I'm saying? Like, or stand out at the end of the day, so.
Your pops told you about Jing back then.
Yeah, on God. So we both went. We both went into the garage, nigga, shot a quick little audition video, you know what I'm saying?
Right there.
Because it was like perfect timing for the competition audition. So we just went, signed up real fast, went and shot the video, sent the videos in. We just both had to spit like 16, 24 bars or some shit. Mm-hmm. And then they pick you or whatever. And we ain't really like paying no mind. Like we just did the shit and then it was like, all right, back to whatever we doing. You feel me? Yeah. So we on the way to Cali, and I think that's when I checked my email and I had got confirmation that I had got accepted. Mm-hmm. Then I think we got to Cali doing some shit. I think a day later, X got the confirmation. He oh shit, you know what I'm saying? We both accepted. So now there was a goal out, saying, out there at the same time. It wasn't just like we lollygagging and just fucking off and, doing whatever. Because at the same time, I ain't never been out of town like that. Like I was a Vegas baby, I really never lived nowhere else. Mm-hmm. So I was enjoying myself. I wasn't just really focused on so much rapping until that shit was confirmed.
Was it in L.A. or was it in?
It was in L.A. Oh,
okay, I thought it was in New York for some reason.
They had their every year. It's
it goes both. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
LAX to JFK. That's what they used to call it.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
So then we made it, and then fucking. I think we was just working, practicing for like 3 months type shit, getting ready.
That long?
Yeah, because we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And then it was even crazier because like we preparing and just, you know, writing hella verses, getting ready to spit hella verses. You don't know when you're going to be on camera. You don't know what they got prepared for you on stage. All they send to you is one beat to rap to, and then you know that there's more to the competition. So it's like write to that one beat and then prepare for the rest of the competition however you see fit.
Yeah.
How we saw fit was to like write like 20 fucking verses.
Hell
like,
yeah. Over-prepare, bro.
Over-prepare. Like, we was rapping to trap beats to fucking, I was making sure I had, you know, one or two verses that would match to different BPMs, like I could rap this verse fast, I could rap it slow, like I could do all type of shit.
So they just threw on a beat and like while you're on stage, and then you got to rap to that.
First, when you first get there, in the first round, it was like you had to rap to a beat that they sent you prior, and then
that's easy.
That was easy, right? After that, it's like cameras everywhere, ciphers everywhere. So at the same time, you want to show out. You want to, go do your shit. You don't want to waste verses neither.
Yeah.
So you gotta do both and figure out what verses belong where, who you going to use what for, whether you battling, whether you ciphering, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. But like 2 weeks prior before the whole shit, because at first it was just, it used to just be that one verse, they pick the winners, boom, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was so many people this year that they had to switch it up. And 2 weeks prior to the competition, they sent out like an email saying like, all right, like after you do that, whoever passes through that, you know, first beat, basically it's going to be a tournament style bracket, you know what I'm saying, based kind of competition where you just up against whoever, whatever kind of beat. And
that's fine.
They ain't tell you what, you know what I'm saying? So
didn't tell you, like, you didn't know what beat was about to come on?
No. So at that point, we was real like, oh, fuck. You know, so I'm glad we overprepared. At the same time, you still like, one, we still.
Did a lot of people choke?
Hell yeah.
Damn, I couldn't imagine. Like, I don't know.
A million people choked.
I don't know what kind of beat's about to come on. Fuck.
It's a lot of like, you know, it's a lot of rappers that at the end of the day don't belong up there.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was about to say. That challenge weeded them out real quick.
And it's not that they don't belong in there like they should stop rapping, but that's just probably not they feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you should maybe make songs. You shouldn't battle rap or you shouldn't try to, you know, hardcore punchline rap, you might be a storyteller. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, it's all based on your literature, the way you write and the way you present your shit and who you are. I'm fit for that. X was fit for that. Mm-hmm. So we stood out and it made sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When we came in.
Man, but that's got to be nerve-wracking, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. So after that first round, then you just go against, you know what I'm saying, random fucking people and shit.
What goes through your head, like, prior to something like that? When cameras are on, it's live. Are you, like...
Nothing.
You're calm?
I mean...
Because usually once you first... Like, for me, like, anytime I'm about to do something that makes me nervous, the anticipation of it is way worse than actually doing it.
I think I don't anticipate. I get distracted. Mm. So I focus super hard. So if I'm like right about to go on stage type shit and I know I'm about to, you know, rap against somebody, mm-hmm, and I'm focusing too hard on the crowd, then mm-hmm, I'm not focusing on that verse or in that beat drop.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking about?
It's like your delivery's all fucked up.
I'm always just super focused on the verse. I'm rapping whatever verse either that I know is coming up, mm-hmm, or I'm just like, I'm ciphering through the lyrics. I'm just staying on point. Like, whatever it may be, I'm staying in my element and making sure that niggas ain't catching me off guard. When that beat drop, I'm gonna be ready to rap.
I couldn't imagine, bro.
So it's just,
but that's your sport, though. Yeah,
exactly.
That's your shit.
It's your sport.
Yeah.
It's what you do.
That's
so
dope, man.
But not a lot of people look at it as a sport. A lot of people is just out here having fun. So when you take it to that extent, that's when it's like...
Yeah, that's cool. If you want to have fun and make music and shit like that, that's cool. That's great. You know, I have to remind myself to respect people that just do that. You know what I mean? Because like I was saying, I think the last episode, there's different kinds of listeners. So that's why, like, I'm glad you're coming up on here. This is perfect because it's like no whack rappers are allowed on my shit, bro.
Yeah.
No, whack rappers can come on here. Period.
It's your show, man.
All right, man. Yeah, you're damn right. It's my show. You know what I'm saying?
It's your show. You know.
But I can't. I just, because I'm that kind of person. I'm that kind of listener. Maybe it's like because I don't know. I mean, because I'm about to be 30. And I kind of come more so from, you know, lyrical,
mm-hmm,
you know, 90s more so music. I mean,
it is.
But yeah,
exactly
so
why.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, bro, I just don't understand. But I just don't understand, like, the bippity boppity boo ABCD shit is so popping. But it also kind of is, like, eye-opening to me in the sense of what, like, Americans consume in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do we enjoy such stupid, simple shit? Like, we don't want to think. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to, like... We're so distracted, I think, that we don't have time to think.
Yeah, I think, but I think the style of the shit is, like, it's bouncy. Everything got a bounce to it.
Yeah.
So it's dance music. Like, shit, you listen to pop, they not saying nothing.
Yeah, did you, have you ever, like, had to catch yourself from drifting off into that?
No.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I can
see artists, you know, falling into that for sure.
Bro, I got a million fucking auto-tuned out songs and fucking...
You do?
Yeah, bro. Wait till all this shit drop. You can be like, what the fuck?
Damn, you have to switch it up.
In a sense, but not really. Like, it's just variety at the end of the day. It's what can you do? What works? Like, I'm not such an established artist to where it's like, oh, I'm known for that one sound. Like, mm-hmm, oh, bro, this is toxic, da-da-da-da. You know, I'm mm-hmm still... You know, working up to that point, so I'm gonna drop whatever the fuck is accepted to that extent to whoever. If it if people like it from this end to this end, then that's the sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to just be this one crowd that's fucking with it. This one crowd that's fucking with it. If I make a trap song and the old school heads ain't rocking with it, then that to me ain't like a good enough song. Like, mm-hmm, I'm gonna have to mix it up and figure out, you know, a good blend, or I just make everything, bro.
Yeah,
and I can see what goes.
You're definitely versatile, bro. I can see because the growth, Toxic. I mean, the Sick House. I think you put out 2017, and then the difference between the Sick House and North Fifth album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was they're like totally different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's obviously Sick House was more, felt like more of a theme. know what I'm saying? But the North Fifth was like,
I mean, North Fifth was themed, but it was themed on my life.
Like, yeah, it was very cohesive. Yeah. It was very like, it was very hip hop. Yeah, it was very
like, that's based on like my past, yeah, and who I am. Yeah. And like,
yo, Final did his thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Final.
And you had the Fats and the X song. Step Up was crazy, bro. Yeah, I love songs like that, bro.
Free Fats,
bro.
Free Fats,
man.
The man.
Bro, that song was crazy. Because that's such a hip hop beat. You know
I rock
saying?
With that shit. Yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, but
sure.
that whole album was so cohesive and so like I can listen to it. There's no skips in that one.
Appreciate you.
And that's what I look for, especially in a project, because I don't like the throwing songs together and calling it an album.
Yeah.
Don't like that. It's not an album. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard for me to just throw songs together and put it out. Yeah. Everything got to have some type of theme or sound or something to connect it, you know, connect the string through all the songs.
Yeah, the skit in the beginning, too. It's like, it like warms you up, you know what I'm saying? Gets you ready. You in. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is about to happen?
Yeah, yeah. So when did you start the North Fifth Clothing, though?
Back then.
Yeah,
back then I made the idea at least, and I made a couple t-shirts type shit, but... Mm-hmm.
Yo, I forgot to fucking tell you to bring me one.
Sure did.
God damn. Yeah. Oh, not bring me one, I want to buy one off you, but...
Either way.
No, I got you. Yeah, yeah, one. I fucking forgot, bro,
nah,
my bad.
For sure.
I got you, yeah.
Nah, that shit is like, you know, it's right now it's just a startup company. It's just like really... trying to get off the ground as far as making sure the budget is right. I just made a couple of random clothes, but the next catalog of clothes is gonna be, you know, some real designer shit. It's gonna be some real top notch shit. So.
Yeah, you need merch, bro. Get people to buy in.
I don't like merch though. I need I like the brand.
You don't like merch?
I don't like calling it merch because it's like merchandise is like that applies to like the artist merch. You know what I'm saying? Artist merch.
Well, you need that too.
Shit. I don't fuck with that.
You don't fuck with it?
Nah, you never finna get no toxic merch, bro.
Come on, bro.
You got North Fifth. That's exactly what you got North Fifth.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what I wear. That's what I'm gonna wear. I'm gonna only make what I wear.
Right. But I feel like North Fifth is definitely a brand. That's gonna be separate. That the brand is like what you're offering to the city, you know what I'm saying? But the merch is like what you're offering to your fans.
I'll have merchandise when, you know, these projects start dropping or like a tour, you know what
like
I mean?
If you had a North Fifth album with the album cover tee, people would rock with it.
Something like that.
Bro, something good down here.
What you got?
No, never mind. It's good.
But, yeah, man, don't leave money on the table, bro.
Nah,
come on, man.
Nah. It's just, you know, still branding, though. It's like, at the end of the day, I'm not... Like you stay on the level that you want to, you know, want to be on.
I feel you. It's probably a lot. Like
I don't like watering down shit. Like,
yeah,
if I got a t-shirt here, I don't need a t-shirt there. Bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
Just buy that t-shirt.
It's
the
a
more
lot.
People that buy that t-shirt, the more money I'm gonna end up really getting.
True. Has it been like? Because I've tried to do the t-shirt brand too. I mean, I got one coming actually. I got one coming, but it's so frustrating though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to give shit away, and you got to sell. You try to sell shit, and then you got to give shit away, and then you end up in the hole money-wise.
Reputation, bro. Reputation.
Yeah.
Reputation sells.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, at the end of
reputation?
Day, reputation.
Damn, I
respect.
Must have a shitty reputation. Cause
respect.
No, I'm just playing.
Like, that shit, it sells. I'm not saying, like, the other shit, though, not that you can't sell, your, you know, without that. But when you have that, you sell more. You're bound to make money because... people are now donating to a cause versus just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got a shirt. Let me buy the shirt. Mm-hmm. Let me donate to the whole movement he got going. He been doing this. He own his shit.
Yeah.
It's a different, you know, outlook on it. They can't shortchange you with that. I'd be damned.
Motherfucker
come at me trying to pay less for a t-shirt or some shit.
Well, it's like finding a balance between, like, I guess it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to be quality over quantity, that's the one thing. If you're trying to do quantity over quality, that's another thing. But it's like trying to find a balance because you want to, like, for me, I'm such a, like, a giving person. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like, I know all, I know so many people, and I just, everybody I really know, I like, fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I either love you or I don't come around me.
Yeah.
So, like, in that sense, like, if I got something to offer, or if I'm selling something, or even if I got, like, something I want you to have, mm-hmm. just go ahead, bro. It's on you. I like blessing people with shit, you know what I'm saying? And that could be, that could...
You got to give out blessings here and there, for sure.
Here and
but
there.
At the end of the day, like, a real blessing is breaking bread. Like,
true. Yeah, that's what,
if you want to... And not in a sense, not in a spiritual sense, but in a, in just, like, mm-hmm. if you want us to both win, then you break bread with me and I break bread with you, and you got something going, I'm, you know what I'm saying, do the same.
Yeah, it's
so you can eat. Me just giving you this t-shirt I paid for ain't really how I'm going to eat. How are you going to eat off that?
That's not the goal.
Because then you just going to give me something free.
Yeah.
When you make your shit.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, it's weird, man, because you're starting a business, you got to do inventory and all that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't get no training on that ever in life. In school, nothing. No. So it's like, shoot yourself in the foot a lot.
The streets.
Yeah, the streets for sure. As much as possible. Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to call it that.
No, I feel you. How you feel about the marijuana industry?
I love it.
You love it?
I mean.
The legalization of it? Because I personally went to go damn near and vote. No. Don't make it legal for the sense of that, like, the old white man, per se, is going to come in and rape the market, just like they always do. You know what I'm saying? And it's people, we know who they are, whatever you, but it's people that have been keeping the marijuana industry alive for so long in the black market, and it's only because of those people that... Now that it's becoming legal, and now you got just these old white dudes or people with money that have no clue of what goes on in the actual cannabis industry, and they're just coming in and making all the money. It's like, come on, man. Like, you got to give the people the opportunities to that have kept it alive to get some of that, get a piece of that cake.
Yeah, business ain't really, like, based on ethics, though.
Yeah, I know. So, I know, man.
Sadly, it's, like, it's really, like, to me, it's a plus because you're giving people a chance to become legal entrepreneurs or legal businessmen mm-hmm. or something that has kept their family alive for the last, you know what I'm saying, so years, or these being hustlers and they being able to go legit and not having to, you know, necessarily look over their shoulder in that sense no more, and being able to be legal about it or grow into some, you know, like, it's just like a barber cutting the hair without no license, you feel me, and then finally, all right, now, imagine if they didn't have no school to do license, you know what I'm saying, and they got arrested for cutting people's hair.
Yeah, I feel you.
So,
my problem with it was like how expensive they made it.
Yeah, I mean, but you know that to me is that's a plus on us anyways, just because like the streets price go up, we making just as much as they making.
Yeah,
just,
black market still booming.
And it's not even that; it's just like, bro.
I'm talking
money. About, money is money. Like, which like you gonna pay $10 for, you know what I'm saying, this measly t-shirt, you're going to pay $50 for a t-shirt that lasts. Like, you're going to pay $10 for some weed that's not going to get you high. You're going to pay $50 for some weed that's going to get you very high. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you know, standards to everything. Yeah. So I think, like, it's not a broke mind state, but I think that, like, that minimal entitled mind state got to, like, fly out the window when it comes to you trying to be a customer of anything. Like, you can't even go like that. You gotta spend money. You gotta make money.
Well, I feel like, well, not since the actual price of the weed, that the price of like the what's it called, the license to get to be able to sell weed legally. Yeah. It's like, bro, it's like $25,000 to fucking apply. It's like something crazy. It's like they made it out of reach.
It's like
for
the license is like $250, like total.
It's like they made it so out of reach for regular people to start their own shit that was my biggest thing.
But it's really not though, because like if you got a 750, 800 credit score, you can get loans. You can get multiple people together to get loans.
True.
Not one person is just going in on these dispensaries. Yeah. These are multiple businessmen coming together with multiple, you know what I'm saying, investments. Nobody just forked out the $700,000 to $1 million and did it all by themselves and, you know, used their own personal pocket money. Fuck no, bro. I mean, if they did, they did, but that's one out of ten, bro. Everybody else is using somebody else's money.
I guess you're right, bro. I guess I feel I have a little bit of entitlement I got to deal with when it comes to this.
It's just learning how to be able to finesse it on your own terms and say it's not out of reach. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
You're right.
It's not out of reach. Like,
you're right. I just don't like, you know what I'm saying?
We limit ourselves in that with that mind frame, thinking that we really don't got no opportunities. When the opportunity is there, you just got to be smart about it. You got to think about the building blocks to get there.
Yeah, you're right.
And you can't, and then you can't really outcast white people from getting involved in it, even though they got a savage mind state when these businessmen get involved with these companies, so on and so forth. Not all white people, but just
It's per se.
These businessmen, you know what I'm saying, who we consider as they, and fucking, you know, they get involved with shit like that and run rampant, and that's just their style, and that's just them. It's just like,
it's in their nature.
If a motherfucker walk in here and want to knock my water over, that's his decision.
Yeah.
He wanted to be savagery today, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck it.
Yeah. I just like...
What you going to do about it?
Nothing. Though, there ain't nothing we could do about it. You see that billboard on Spring Mountain in, like, Arville?
No.
It says, Black Market Killers. Nah. Be it Black, B-M-K. It says B-M-K. Billboard.
Black Market Killers.
It's a dispensary advertising, BMK. I'm like, but how lame is that, bro?
That's super lame.
That's so lame.
No shouts out to you, bro.
I don't know if it's still there. It was there for a while. But when's the first time you smoked? How long you been smoking?
Middle school.
Yeah, me too. Seventh grade for me.
Seventh grade, it was seventh grade for sure. Bro, I was smoking fucking Black and Milds, bro.
What the fuck was you doing?
I was a badass kid.
Yeah, you had an older brother for sure.
I was a badass kid. I was fucking fishing from the corner store, getting older people to buy me packs of Black and Mild.
Hey, I got a funny story about you.
What?
I got a funny story, bro. It's not really funny, but you were at Cram. You were 8th grade at Cram. I don't know if you remember
eighth
this.
8th grade.
Yeah, you were 8th grade at Cram, right? You went to Cram?
I ain't go to Cram.
You went to Cram, bro.
No, I ain't go to Cram. I went to Johnston. My brother went to Cram, though.
No, I know your brother went to Cram. You didn't go to Cram?
No.
Yes, you did.
I swear to God, I didn't. I might have pulled up, though.
Okay, so look, this is the story. Maybe I wasn't at Cram, though. So my senior year or junior year or something, for the football team, I played football for Legacy all 4 years. And one year I had to go to the middle schools to, like, recruit players, you know what I'm saying, like, and get them signed up. And I vividly remember you coming to sign up in our...
At Legacy?
No, we went to the middle schools.
You went to the middle school.
And I remember I saw your last name, Henderson, and I immediately knew who you were. And then I asked you if you were SU's little brother.
Damn.
And then you were like, I was like, you got to come play ball. You don't remember this? You don't remember this?
I'm a smoker, but that's crazy though.
I remember that.
That's for sure. Like, I'm for sure.
You went to Johnston?
I went to Johnston.
That explains North 5th then, huh? Yeah. You sure you didn't go to Cram? I swore to God you were at Cram.
No, I went to Johnston.
Maybe we're at Johnston then. Yeah. But I remember that about you. You had your little curly hair and shit.
Yeah, fucking. I for sure was playing ball and I was.
Did you play in high school?
I played. Nah, fuck no.
What high school you go to?
Centennial.
Oh, okay.
I tried out and shit, and I made a team, but...
You guys moved or something?
Yeah. My parents divorced, and I moved with my dad.
Oh, okay.
And then and he moved up to Centennial Hills and shit. And I tried out, and I made it, but it was, like, during Hell Week or some shit. Coach was trying to, like...
For football?
Yeah. Coach was trying to get me to pay, like, some extra shit that I had already paid. And he was, like, trying to, like, talk to me crazy. And so I'm big on respect, bro. As soon as he talked to me crazy, I'm like, I'm not even finna play for you. I don't care if we resolve this or not. Like, the way you coming at me is already, like, I'm not finna Nope, not finna spend my time
football
listening.
Football player, our football coaches, man. They're wild.
Cut it out. And you trying to jip me for some money? Nah, bro. I'm a hustler, bro. Get up out of my face.
Damn.
No.
So what's his name? What's the coach's name?
I don't even know, bro.
He's out his motherfucking name.
I couldn't even remember that.
What,
he was a B coach.
Okay. Damn. Defense. So what'd you do through high school then? Rapping?
Yep.
Rapping. Rapping. Yo, that's crazy.
Staying out the way. I left junior year.
From Centennial?
Yeah.
To where?
I dropped out.
Oh, you didn't graduate?
Fuck no.
Damn, bro, you're a gangster for real.
No, I'm not a gangster. Damn. I'm just a dropout.
Damn. Your family was mad at you?
To an extent.
Why? Why'd you drop out?
I fucking hate school, bro.
I know, but you couldn't last one more year?
Mm-mm.
Damn. For real?
Sophomore year, I was this close. Junior year, I was on the line.
You just weren't going?
I finished my junior year. I just never went back senior year. Mm-hmm. So I left during the break type shit.
Mm. Just never went back.
Yeah, I just never went to senior year. Like, I'm like, me for
yeah,
what?
I was already making money.
I was already ready to go. Like,
yeah.
I had an older girl. She had a car. I was driving it every fucking day.
I was living a 17-year-old dream right 17-year-old there.
17-year-old immature ass, grown ass mind state for sure. I was ready to go. But I had plans. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, nigga, I'm the man. I'm doing the thing. Like, mm-hmm. I know this ain't shit, but I know this is more than what you expect me to have right now. So it's like at the end of the day, when I'm going to go to college and then get out and then start this shit, I'm already here. Let me go get my apartment now.
Mm-hmm.
I left and got an apartment. Just chilling.
Word.
And I've been grinding ever since.
So music's always been in the cars for you?
For sure.
Yeah. Number one goal?
Like, no matter what. I mean, even if it's a fallback. Like,
Then, that's like your college degree. Like,
engineer, produce. Yeah. I mean, I can always go get it. I can always go get a fucking GED and then go to engineering school and get a degree for that shit and then be licensed and
it's a trade,
have my
bro.
Credentials and then I've already have built my reputation. Like, bro, I can already do that. I can do that whenever.
Yeah, you're pretty much set for life. My dumb ass thought I had to go to college and shit.
No.
So stupid, bro. Yeah. I'm still in debt.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm $25,000 in debt. I keep deferring the payment.
Get a loan.
Get for what? I got a loan to get it paid to pay them.
Because that's what I'm saying.
To get a loan to pay the loan.
Get a loan to pay the loan. Pay the loan off.
But then I still got a loan.
You still got a loan, but it's not owed to school.
Yeah. I don't know. I just keep deferring the payments.
I mean, does it affect your credit?
Nah, because
then you good.
Yeah.
If it affected your credit, then I would say do that. But
nah,
then
my credit, I finally got my credit back right.
Because then you would have just boosted your credit and would have had a loan to pay off.
Yeah.
And then you could
$25,000 loan?
$50,000 loan.
Bro, I'm going to get some land if I get a $50,000 loan. I don't give a fuck about them damn.
You ain't going to pay
schools.
It back?
Nah.
If you get land, you're not paying it back. You're just going to build a house and leave.
Yeah. Well, I'll sell the house or something.
$50,000 is not enough, bro.
What? To do what?
To do all that.
To buy a house and buy some land? Crazy.
Bro, you can get a house, you're still going to have a bill, bro.
Bro, Pahrump. In Pahrump.
$50,000?
Bro, in Pahrump, they're selling 2 acres for like $5,000. Okay. And then you build the house yourself. I build shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a builder. So, I mean, I don't know if it won't be a luxurious house.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'll be a house.
Air
conditioning. That's cool. That's
shed cool. With some AC.
You know what I'm saying? I own it, though.
Yeah. You'll be off the grid. You'll still have...
That's how I want to live, though.
You'll still have $35,000.
Right. I'm going to be eating good, bro. Come on, man. Trust me, I've been broke so many times. I know how to make it stretch.
Nah, I feel you, bro.
What was I going to ask you, bro? Oh, I just want to ask you a couple questions about like the city and music in the city. Like, who you like working with and who you like listening to out here? I'm just curious.
Who I like working with?
Because like your peers, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of on the outside looking in, in a sense. Yeah. But these are like your peers.
I mean, my circle, of course. Mm-hmm. Hack, X, Trade Voorhees, fucking. I mean, my circle is small, yet. Reezy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking. Let me see. There's not too many people, bro. I work with them like on a consistent basis. Like, it's not to like say I won't work with anybody else, but that's just who I work with on a consistent basis. But for the most part, it's like lately it's been myself, it's been Reezy, and it's been out like other producers, like random producers. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of shit, you know, working with Trade, and then
Trade is a fucking mad scientist, bro. He's a mad scientist, dog.
He fucking feel like he started me out with this shit.
Oh, does he?
As far as like really getting into the scene, like he he didn't push me, you know, he put me under his wing. Like,
you know what I'm saying? He's a great dude, man. I love Trade, bro.
He's the best, bro.
He's such a hip hop head too. He's such a hip hop head, bro. And he's such a student of the game.
Tap me up, bro.
Oh yeah. See, this is that what we were talking about, bro. No limit.
It's that rapper shit.
Come on, man.
Nah.
Mimosas for
days. I could drink a bottle.
Oh, shit. What is this? Oh, yo, we like at brunch right now with the bottomless mimosas.
Yep, exactly. Fucking.
Damn, bro. I'm supposed to go do some landscaping after this shit. I don't know. My measurement's going to be off. Shit's going to be looking all fucked up.
You need to open that water.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Me, on the other
You
hand,
a vegan?
I'm very vegan.
You're a vegan for real?
I'm vegan as fuck.
You know what? I thought you were a vegan, but I didn't know for sure. Maybe it's the dreads.
Bro, I've been vegan since seventh grade.
No, you haven't. Yes, I have. No way.
Yeah, bro. How? My mom, bro. She made the whole house fucking... She made us vegetarian first.
Right. Because vegan's a lot of work.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be extra about it. But I was vegetarian up until 17, and then I've been vegan since.
How?
I haven't ate meat since.
Damn.
Like the seventh grade, sixth grade.
Do you believe in the theories behind it, or like?
As far as what, health or what?
As far as like.
Animal cruelty.
Okay.
Where you want me to start?
Okay. Yeah, I agree with a lot of it. But I think we are part of the food chain. You know what I'm saying? I don't think all meat is bad. If I had a cow that I raised from a baby to a from a calf to a full grown cow, and I treated it perfectly with love and all that shit, and then boom, one day I chop his head off and we eat it, would you eat that?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, hell no.
Why not?
Cuz it don't make no sense.
Would you get sick at this point, huh? Probably.
Probably from beef, yeah. Not from like no turkey or chicken or some shit. That shit's just because it's lighter. It don't make it no better. It's just lighter.
Yeah.
But
I like vegan food though, bro. I can't lie. I'm not even gonna hold you. I like vegan food, but it's a lot of work.
I mean, I don't like vegan food. I just like vegetables and fruits. Like, I'm seasoned. I'm not one of those like newly vegan dudes. Like, I don't even call it vegan. I'm plant-based. Like, I just keep it that, because when you associate vegan, you associate the substitutes and, like, fucking veggie burgers and fucking
all that weird shit,
chicken
huh?
shit and like,
bro, I think McDonald's has a veggie burger now. It's all fake, huh?
Cut it out.
It's like a soy burger.
That shit's just gross at the end of the day.
So how do you, like, what do you...
I
so
eat
you just
real
eat?
Vegetables. I eat salads all day, every fucking day. Smoothies all day, every fucking day.
God damn.
And mimosas.
And mimosas, god damn.
Just fucking 2-3 salads.
You'll never go
big
back?
Big-ass salad, like salads, that, you know what I'm saying?
Food. You'll never go back?
Fuck no. It don't make
real?
No sense, yeah.
Sheesh.
I'm good. I have a sensitive stomach, too, so... It doesn't
so like, you'll never, like...
I feel good.
So if you ever pull up and I'm cooking, like, a T-bone or a lamb steak...
I have no
just
urge.
Just marinated for the last 48 hours.
I have no urge,
it's
bro.
It's juicy,
you know? Gonna eat that shit by yourself.
Damn, that's crazy.
You gonna shit
Has
on
it been hard to stay disciplined?
You gonna shit on yourself.
Yeah. No, you gonna shit on yourself. No,
nah,
have you ever shit on yourself? Bro, I shit on myself as an adult, for
no,
real.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, bro.
I try not to, at least.
Yeah, I literally did. I had a Xanax problem. No, I was addicted to Xanax.
He was fucking...
And we were shooting...
You were high, bro.
No, I was high, too. But we were shooting dice on the west side, right in front of Texas, across the street from Texas, like we always do, shooting dice. And I was like, yo, I got to shit. And at that time,
We were taking it. We were all on Xanax. We were all zombies. At that time, I was going through a weird phase where I couldn't shit anywhere else but my house, but my own bathroom. So I'm like, yo, bro, I gotta go. I'll come. I'll you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be right back. My house was up Rancho. I was living up Rancho at that time. And so, bro, I'm at a light, and you know when you're on Xanax, you just all super like
relaxed,
too relaxed, bro. And then I'm there, just let it loose. It was like, it's okay to talk about, bro. I you know what I'm saying?
That was ugly.
It was ugly, bro. It's not something I'm proud of. Ugly. But you know what? Drug use and Xanax are bad.
I don't think I ever shit on myself. Keep it on.
Well, I hope you wouldn't have. That never happens to you.
I don't think I ever have. I can't.
Bro, I had some real like issues with myself for a little bit. You know what I mean?
I don't recall that one. Maybe when I was younger, for sure.
Man.
That's hella funny, though.
I'm about to get roasted but when this shit come out.
Bro, it hasn't been hard to stay disciplined to answer your question.
Okay, thanks. Switch gears. Let's get back in line. I don't know why I brought that up.
No, it's been fairly easy.
Really?
To be honest, yeah.
You got a lot of people that's plant-based around you, though, huh?
Yeah, but it's more so, you know, it's still going to be your own self-discipline, self-control.
Yeah.
Shit. It's nothing to control. Like, I don't want it.
That's true. Once you make up your mind, you know what I'm saying, it's easy. I went pescatarian for a year.
Yeah.
And it was hard for me because I'm always on the go, so it's hard for me to get a real meal and replenish myself when you're always on the go. You know what I'm saying?
I hate when people try to bait me, too. So it's like, that shit makes me...
Yo, has
it
any...
It makes me want to be even more... Discipline.
Yeah. Like, put the mic in. But yeah, it's has anybody ever like slipped some chicken in your taco just to see what would happen?
Fuck no, I'll beat somebody up.
Hell yeah. That's wild.
I'm serious about that shit.
No, I feel like that'd
I'm
be
fucked up. I'm not disrespectful.
Up.
That was like shit.
That's disrespectful.
You eat, yeah. You like eat what you want to eat though, but nah, like.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Damn, I didn't know you. Damn, since seventh grade? Damn.
Healthy.
What about your daughter?
Vegan as fuck.
Nuh-uh.
For sure.
I thought you had to feed them meat. Mm-mm. For their brains, the protein.
Who told you that?
The non-vegan people.
Right. Nah. Yeah, no, nah, bro. She's fruits and veggies.
Like, for real?
Yeah.
She never had meat? You never plan on giving her meat?
She's been to the doctor, bro.
Damn.
She's natural baby to the core.
What? Damn, for real? Jesus. Was that like a discussion you guys had? Or was that like, just like a...
That's like a... it's a well-known decision made together.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, it's always been like, we got together like that, me and my baby mom. So yeah. It's just shit.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is.
Well, I think a lot... Is. So, are you sure you're not going to... No shots or nothing? For real?
No vaccines. None of that
no
shit.
No vaccines? Damn.
Vaccines, no meat, no cheese.
That's
no
crazy.
No candy, no chemicals.
No. I agree with a lot of it. It's your child. I don't have kids, so I'm not in a position to speak on kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you like right, so don't say nothing.
Nah. I just understand. But at the end of the day, it's like shit.
Yeah.
To each his own. I ain't grew up that way.
Yeah.
I grew up eating fucking hella candy. Yeah, up until seventh grade.
No, I think a lot of our health problems obviously do stem from what we eat and what, you know, these markets, these companies make available to us. What kind of eat?
99.9%.
Yeah, we'll kind of eat whatever people give us. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's available, we'll try it. But
man, it's bad out here.
It's super bad. But like the vaccines, I don't know, man.
It's even worse.
Polio, that shit has been eradicated. Vaccines.
Bro, vaccines are horrible.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a scientist, so I can't sit here and debate otherwise, but...
Just look into it.
I kind of have.
Look into the vaccine side effects. You know.
I kind of have. Are you talking about the autism?
All type of shit, bro. You shouldn't have fucking 71 illnesses put into one vaccine. We used to have like 6, 7 type shit. 9.
Oh, like one vaccine defends all these different illnesses? Type
there's
shit.
Like 71 different vaccines into one. Like, so there's how many sicknesses? Mm-hmm. 71 sicknesses put into your body at one time.
Mm.
Or even, you know what I'm saying? Just multiple shots. It's just like, bro, I don't know, bro. Your body gonna grow immunity naturally.
Yeah, let the kids play in the dirt, man.
My daughter ain't been sick, bro. She don't show no weird signs. She's ultra healthy. She's stronger, smarter, faster than a lot of babies her age.
What have you caught flack from like your family members for these choices? Mm-hmm. No, they're on the same wave.
I mean, they respect it.
Yeah, they respect
it. Not everybody chooses the same.
Exactly. No, because I ask that because some people are super weird about it. Invested into it.
Hella people are weird, but
yeah, I like having a conversation because it's something so absurd to my normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not that absurd because I guess at this point in America, society, like, bro, we don't trust nobody, especially the government. Exactly. Especially like, look how they're handling Corona.
Exactly. Shit. Yeah. I mean, they done handled, you know what I'm saying, Black lives. Yeah. Horribly for a long time, so to think that it's like not in your food and in the water, you feel me? And when you know it's in your neighborhood and it's in the money and it's in the government and it's in the military and the police and like they all go hand in hand, bro. They come from the same people.
Yeah, how do you feel about this whole it's so weird, this whole like what's going on? And it's weird to me that it's gotten this far. Like people are saying now, like, oh, it's time for change. Like, bro, what?
It's love, bro.
There we go. It's all love.
It's just love,
bro. God damn, I need to be vegan.
The more you, the more they talk about this bullshit, you feel me? And they not talking about solutions, and you just, you know, amping up the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, we acknowledge the problem for sure, but it's like, you gotta talk more positive about what you should be doing, what everybody should be doing, not more so like glorifying how bad the situation is, because I think we all understand the degree of how bad things are and somebody dying or getting killed, like that shit overly serious. But it's like, what, you know, how can we fix this, or you know, who do we talk to fix this? How can we handle this? If y'all gonna riot, then riot to the right people. Don't be destroying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
these type of businesses, I ain't really want to talk on everything, though, because I'm going to just ride with my people, like, no matter what. You feel me? I ain't really finna be on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
has your white side of your family been cool?
My side of my family is, like, the most non-discriminatory people in the world. Yeah, they don't fucking, they're not racist at all. Like,
that's cool.
They're, like, ultra, they're, like, more black than me. They'll fight, you know, for all this shit. They'll call me angry type shit. But, my family don't really participate in a lot of that shit.
Like,
we really AWOL. You ain't gonna see us, you ain't gonna hear us.
Yeah, it's usually the best way to be, low-key.
Be front line if we need to be, but at the end of the day, right now, you don't need to be. You just need to, like...
So much shit is out of our control and out of our power. Are you gonna vote? Nope. Thanks for keeping it real, bro.
I don't believe in none of this shit, bro, so...
Yeah,
it's
mean...
To give my energy to it, don't make sense.
Yeah, I feel you.
Everything fake.
I feel you, too. And that's what, especially this year, it's like...
Even the music industry, everything fake, bro. That's why I don't really care. Like, I'm just doing my thing. I like music.
You just gotta, it's kind of like...
I need money, so it's like, I don't need it, but, you know, I need it.
We need it, for sure.
But you don't, though.
What, you gonna go build a shed with me next door?
Exactly.
You saying live out there?
Exactly.
No, I feel you, bro. It's just like, when I think about life in general and all this, everything going on all the time, it's just like, man, life is so short. It could, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't expect to live 100 years. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of do it.
Expecting to live 100 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But at the same time, like, don't live like you about to live 100 years.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't waste the day. I feel
just
you.
Do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I hate sitting here spending time, you know, being mad about, you know, injustices and politics and shit like that, even though I know it's wrong and people need to be staying together and shit. It's just like, fuck, that shit is a headache, bro. I just want to chill out.
Too many layers to it, bro.
You feel me?
It's overwhelming.
Chill out.
Yeah,
I agree with him, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not. If it come to a time, it come to a time, I'm with him. I don't give a fuck, but.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
I think we'll wrap it up, man. You got anything else you want to plug? You want to talk about before we get up out of here?
Shit, bro, I'm chilling.
I appreciate you coming through, man.
I appreciate you.
One of the coldest lyricists in the city. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Cut from that cloth for real.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Man. Thanks for the mimosas.
Love all day. Bottomless over here.
Needed that. Needed that for the day.
Yes, sir. When's your next project coming out? You don't have a date, nothing? That's cool,
nah,
man.
I have a single dropping pretty soon.
Dope.
Probably
dope.
Next couple weeks.
Dope.
Something nice.
All right, man.
Get shit started.
We got to do it again. Maybe in like a couple months after all your music come out.
Yeah.
I'll give you an honest review.
Get an update. Update interview.
For sure. All right, thanks, brother.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Yep. Hell yeah. Skirt, skirt. Yo, we're so close, bro.
Super close.
We're like looking in each other's eyes. I'm like, damn, this.